Former Idaho cop Chris Brown was sworn in this week as an officer of the Haynesboro Police Department. That brings the tally up to 2 permanent officers, an acting chief, and a temporary officer. Brown has only been here for 2 weeks or so, but he says he's already got a pretty good handle on the good and not so good aspects of the community. One of his first observations, he says, was the abundance of drugs and alcohol in such a small place.
You know, there's a tremendous amount of good people here, but there's still a lot of people here who are obviously addicted to drugs, some heavy alcoholics, things like that. And it seems like every beautiful spot I pull out and stop to, you know, take my dog or whatever, there's, you know, little liquor bottles all over the ground, beer cans everywhere. You know, I'm from a beautiful place, and this is an even more beautiful place, and I hate to see that, you know, that it looks like that.
He says since everything is new for him, he can offer a fresh perspective, and many of his interactions have been positive. He adds that he'd like to sit down and talk with members of the public and get to know more about the residents and the issues. One demographic he's interested in chatting with is the bar owners and bar goers.
And, you know, make sure that the people who, you know, work in the bars, running the bars, know that it's illegal to serve an intoxicated person, that it's illegal to have an intoxicated person on their property, you know, which most bars just don't realize that, and that's okay, because it doesn't, at first glance, it doesn't make any sense, but it's there to keep people safe and whatnot. It's the last thing we want is any sort of DUI crash.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, about 30% of fatal crashes from 2005 to 2014 in Alaska were alcohol-related. Nationally, according to the administration, about 10,000 people were killed in drunk driving crashes in 2015.
And where I'm from, there's currently 4 manslaughter cases from just alcohol-related stuff. And, you know, now people are going back and they're suing these bars, because we have the exact same laws in Idaho, and they're going back and, you know, suing these bars, and that's the last thing we want is a business to be hit like that because of something, because it's justifiable to sue a bar for millions of dollars for putting that intoxicated person behind the wheel. And we're just hoping to curb all that.
But to really curtail drunk driving, Brown says the police department needs more officers and more support.
Having a good time certainly isn't worth losing your entire life over, whether it be just spending the rest of your life in jail or, you know, having to look that family in the courtroom in the eye and try to explain why, you know, their daughter's dead because I choose to get drunk. You know, I'm more than happy to talk with the, you know, the people who run the bar, stuff like that. I'd be more than happy while we're on duty to give people rides home. It's not a big deal.
Brown moved from a small town in Washington and commuted each day to work in Idaho. Brown says he's waiting for his wife and 5 school-aged children to move up in a couple months. So he's toured the school and is looking for a more permanent home for his family. Meanwhile, he's committing himself to the job and exploring the area. The Haynes PD is now up to 4 officers, including Acting Chief Josh Dryden, Officer Brayton Long, and Officer Jordan Welch, who's a long-term sub from Hoonah. Brown says not having a permanent chief is a challenge.
Sergeant Dryden's doing a wonderful job, but he's a police officer and wants to be a police officer and can't really be a police officer at the same time. He's trying to be, you know, an administrator, so now we got a lot of work to do here. We have a lot of work to do.
5 or more officers would be safer for the public, Brown says.
You know, the call load isn't that high. There's a whole lot of people calling 911, which is good, but that doesn't mean there aren't problems here. There's so much that we can go and find, whether it be DUIs or, you know, we haven't had a lot of people coming to us and saying, you know, this person's selling drugs, this person's selling drugs, this person's selling drugs. And there's just not much we can do when we're short-staffed.
Brown says he's here for the good people.
I'm not here for the bad people. I'm not here to take care of them. I'm not here to coddle them. I'm not here to babysit them, give them special favors. I'm here for the good people. And if you're not a good person, then I'm certainly not here for you.
And while hard drugs are obviously here, Brown says alcohol is the biggest issue he's seen in his short time in the community. But he's hoping that with education and enforcement, Haynes will be a safer place. In Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.